I had planned a 3-hour homily for today. So sit and wait. Either way, as you can tell, it's very cold in this church. So I apologize for that. Either way, because of that, the 3-hour homily can go fly a kite where it's cooler. In the meantime, we offer this holy sacrifice. And of course, it is a sacrifice for you, and it is most definitely a sacrifice for me. And, you know, for me, anything over 60 degrees is a sacrifice. So imagine how I feel. It's probably 80 degrees, but at least. Today is, properly speaking, though we have another Sunday yet, it's the last Sunday of Easter before the Ascension. And that's one of the main things that we need to announce and talk about very briefly. Thursday is the feast, a holy day of obligation for Catholics of the Ascension of our Lord into heaven. It is, for me, always a very happy but a very sad day. I don't like to say goodbye to anybody except the devil. But anyway, Thursday we celebrate a very wonderful feast, and we will have a high mass or a low mass if the air conditioning is still not fixed. It better be, or there are some heads going to be cut off. Another thing, of course, that's important to us is that in a week, one of our sons, one of the sons of this parish, and my godson, my spiritual son, who has just been ordained to the order of deacon, will be with us. And he will do whatever he can do, and I think he can preach, so I will tell him to make sure his sermon is 3 times longer than mine so that you won't complain about me later on. But he's a good speaker. Somebody called me and said, we can see who his teacher was. Anyway, so that's, you're going to get what you're going to get. He's a very good and very intelligent young man. And so hopefully he will edify all of us, in particular me, because I'm not a good critic. But we have all these things coming up. And of course, we still remember the mothers whose names are beneath the Shrine of Our Lady. And in a very special way this weekend, we pray for all those who have died in the horrible situation of war. War is a creature of the devil. He knows very well that most people who are at war did not have time to go to confession. And many of them are in the state of mortal sin. So guess what he gets? A bunch of souls. And so we need to do everything possible to stop and avoid war, which of course our illustrious president, for whose conversion we pray, if you miss the homily, you can't go to communion. The gospel. Forget the homily. Anyway, but I remember, and I'll quote somebody that's not your favorite, I'm sure. He's no longer my favorite. He and I used to be friends. But he is a canonized saint of the church. And canonized is canonized. St. Paul VI. He said, when he went to Monte Cassino, jamais plus la guerre. Jamais plus la guerre. Never more. Never again war. And we need to always have this in mind. That is the last recourse. So today, we pray for all those people, not only the Americans, but many other people. If you go to Monte Cassino, there are like 5 cemeteries there with tens of thousands of tombs. 90% of them are 18 years old or less. That's war. And so we need to do everything possible to avoid war. And so we pray today in a very special way for peace, but we very much pray for all the souls in purgatory who died at war. We can't do anything for the others, but that was their free will, their choice. But we pray for all the souls of the soldiers and the many victims of war who are in purgatory. Requiem aeternam dona eis, Domine, et lux perpetua lucia Deis, requiescant in pace. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. You know, you're